A few years ago, I was in a debilitating car accident. I was unconscious for almost 2 weeks. I had to relearn how to walk and talk and eat. And it was very strenuous on me, and nobody seemed to want to listen. And so I wrote a lot while I was recovering. And a lot of the stuff that I wrote was subpar, but I have a few pieces, but I think a few of the pieces, even though they were written in light of a trauma, some people might like. So these are just a medley of recovery short pieces. Agonies are one of my changes of garments. I do not ask the wounded person how he feels or who he is. I myself become the wounded person. My hurts turn livid upon me as I lean on a cane and observe. I was 10 when they buried you, and at 28 I tried to die. At 28 I tried to die and get back to you. I thought even the bones would do. There is so much that I have hated, and there is nothing I can do. They have tried to take away my brain, but lucky for me, I fought to get it back. And lucky for me, I think I won. But what have I won? What? I can't see the silver lining around the clouds. I can see the dripping blood from poorly cut wounds. They haven't healed, I tell you. Making sense out of the insane is pointless, and the insane makes sense after a while. So bottle up all of that hate to try to understand and change all of your goals in life. Yes, change them all, because after a while that will have an effect on you, and after a while it will start to feel like you're in prison with a light kicked out of you of other prisoners trying to hurt you, and the guards are paid to look away this whole time. And isn't it funny how the prisoners always get the coin, and the good guys turn their backs from you? And when you start to see that, you see how people can turn away. When you start to see that, well, the line between sanity and insanity is blurred. My dictionary is older than my schooling, but my encyclopedia is older than I am. I've been looking for the answers to what I thought were simple questions, and the people who are supposed to be smart never have the answers and never seem to know. When I regained consciousness, I was given the same meal in the hospital 3 times a day, and I was physically strapped to my bed. No, the answers haven't come to me for quite a while. Not since my hospital visits or my school days or my friendships. Someone give me the answers. I don't know where the answers are. Sometimes you have to draw a line. Separate yourself from other people. You just have to stop caring about things. You can care too much. Others don't care enough. Does it seem cruel to feel so much? Saying that you don't care anymore, killing a part of yourself. I've been doing it for years. Am I dead yet?